Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy, of deep awakening, and of profound transformation that we find ourselves in, so that we may embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to talk about the full moon in Libra that is happening on Saturday the 12th. And this moon is the first full moon after the, how shall I put it? The intensely chaotic eclipse season that we have had. Mercury is now direct. Venus is still in retrograde. Mercury is still in its shadow phase, but that's okay. At least we're getting that forward movement. And the energies are intense, but they have lessened quite a bit. It has been very, very chaotic, very fast, very, very, very charged, emotionally charged, volatile energy for the last, probably the first quarter of the year, but I would say definitely the last few weeks. So this moon is happening on the 12th, which is Saturday. It's actually happening on the 13th in Europe. So Eastern Standard Time, 8:22 p.m., 5:22 on the Pacific Coast in Europe, and for our friends in Central European Time and the UK. It is happening at 1:22 in the UK and at 2:22 in the morning in Central European Time on the 13th, so in the wee hours of the morning on Sunday the 13th. So this moon is happening at 23 degrees. 23 is the number 5. So there's a lot of energy of the divine masculine, a lot of energy of action, of our physicality, of independence, of freedom, of self-mastery, of action. Action, taking action towards our goals, towards our desires, knowing what we want and going for it. So it is, it's a very potent time, and it's wonderful that Mercury is now going direct, because now everything that we have wanted to accomplish, it is now becoming, we're able to kind of see what we need to be doing and how we need to be doing it. So if you're paying attention, you now probably feel a little more clear as to what needs to happen in your life, what you need to do to move forward. And that is a wonderful thing. So this moon is interesting though, because the sun is conjunct Chiron. So we have a few very interesting aspects. And Mercury, which is now direct, is also making some very, very interesting aspects. So there is a lot of positive energy. Well, I mean, I don't, because my perspective is a little more esoteric, Kabbalistic, I don't believe that negative aspects are entirely negative. I believe that they are contentious or challenging, but they are challenging and contentious for a higher purpose. So there's always that aspect to take in. So these are, for the most part, very beneficent or traditionally beneficent alignments. There's some trines, conjunctions, and very, very few squares. So that's the contentious energy I was talking about. But I do have something to say about the contentious energy. When there is a contentious energy, it's because something is being called and brought to your awareness in order for you to elevate your game. So it is kind of like the big boss at the end of a video game where, you know, it's like you have to basically prove that you know how to defeat him or overcome him or her in order to advance to the next level. This is what squares to me are in astrology. So this moon, well, this moon is happening at 23 degrees of Libra, like I mentioned. Libra is the opposite sign of Aries. And we live in this world of duality. We chose to incarnate into this world of duality in order to learn how to master energy. And how does mastering energy work? It works by learning the how and the why behind the energies that we're working with and how to harmonize them, how to balance them, which is a very, very Libra thing. So Aries, all of these zodiacal frequencies, they each contain teachings, they contain lessons, they contain wisdom that can allow us to deeply understand the world, the cycles, our place in the world, our mission, how to move and master our energy so we can live at that higher level of our soul purpose. So the sun is conjunct Chiron. Chiron is the wounded healer. Chiron is those deep, deep wounds that we hold, those karmic wounds that we chose to take on in order to transcend and evolve, in order for our soul to master that lesson and then graduate, so to speak. So the sun is shedding light on what needs deep and profound healing. So this is happening in the sixth house. The sixth house is the house of our health, our habits, our well-being, basically the daily habits that we have incorporated that support us in being healthy, in being happy, in being thriving. So we have this conjunction at 5 degrees, well, it's 23, which is the number 5, in Aries. So everything that has to do with our physical expression, with our bodies, with our health, with our well-being, with our ability to thrive in this world, we are being shown what needs healing. And in this world, we can see very, very clearly how, especially in the United States, we are an incredibly sick society. And to me, it's sickening how we have normalized having pathologies, having, you know, being on 3, 5, 10 medications and graduating from one medication to 5. Or so it's, to me, it's pretty sickening to see that. And I think now it's so out there, all of the information, all of the real studies that are actually based in actual science, not the version of science that pharmaceutical industries want to push down your throat. Everything is being seen. The knowledge is out there. The information is out there. It's simply a matter of if we are willing to actually remove the blinders and actually see what is going on with the pollution in the water, and it's not in the chemicals and all of it. So we are being asked to take a hard look as to whether or not we as a human being can thrive under these circumstances. And the answer is no, we can't. So there's a lot of change that is happening. There's a lot of transformation. There's a lot of people that are all of a sudden waking up and realizing that the food is garbage, the air is garbage, the water is garbage, is toxic, and actually taking steps to fix, it's not so much fix, taking steps to mitigate and to heal the body. Your body is the vessel, the sacred instrument that you chose in order for you to fulfill the purpose that your soul came here. So the lessons that your soul came here to learn, the mission that your soul came here to express, all of it is specific to you. And your body is the sacred vessel through which you do this. So now we are, this is actually why I post often. You'll see me post spiritual things in quotes, but you'll also see me talk about health, and you'll see me talk about nutrition and well-being and detoxifying the body and supporting your detoxification pathways. The reason I do that, not only is it because of my own background in nutrition and health coaching and how I transform my health and well-being through, which led me down the rabbit hole to deeper spirituality. I won't get into that right now, but it's, I firsthand have witnessed how your body is incredibly powerful and has the power to heal. You just have to give it the appropriate and the correct nutrients that your specific body needs. So it's so important that we are being shown the state of affairs that we are living in. And we have the choice. We can choose to continue on that path of thinking other people have responsibility and dominion and sovereignty and giving over our sovereignty because we're giving other people power over ourselves and our health and our well-being, or we can take matters into our own hands. It's up to us. And so while we have this conjunction, this beautiful conjunction that is illuminating what needs healing within us, and this also, so your physical health directly impacts your emotional and mental well-being. So your ability to think clearly, to pick up new things, your ability to actually receive downloads, your ability to process your emotions and heal, because everything begins on an energetic level. And the more the energy gets stuck in your vessel, the more that over time, if we don't resolve these emotional, mental situations, they will become illness that we actually can tangibly detect physically. So we have this conjunction between Chiron and the sun, and it's opposing the moon, which is in Libra. So we have this balancing act that is happening between our inner world and our outer world, our outer expression, the physicality of it, and the emotion, intuition behind it. So this is the harmonizing aspect that is happening, where the healing can begin. So when we can begin to harmonize seemingly opposing frequencies, that is where the magic happens. That is where the healing happens. So we have the moon that is trining Jupiter. So we have the ability to expand. To expand in our capacity to receive, in our capacity to harmonize, to balance, in our capacity to heal. Because we have this, to heal the feminine. Because the moon is intuition, the moon is your soul in the body, the moon is the feminine, the moon is the waters, the moon is your emotions. So we have the ability to even more profoundly access the inner wisdom that your soul already possesses. And we have Mercury, which is now direct at 28 degrees of Pisces, which is in a conjunction with Venus. So our emotional giving, our values, how we perceive beauty, how we receive beauty, how we create harmony in our lives. Because Venus is creativity, Venus is beauty, Venus is harmony, Venus is grace, Venus is abundance. and it's conjunct with Mercury, which is the expression of it, the communication of it, the marriage between what we receive, how we receive it, and how we share it. And it's also, Mercury is in a trine with Mars, the planet of action. And Mercury is also in conjunction with Saturn, which is our abundance on a deeper level. But it's also our mission, what we are here to do, and the time that we have to do it. So it's the taskmaster, it's our discipline, it's our ability to really put ourselves on the right path and create the structure that we need in order to succeed. So in order to express and live our mission, in order to communicate effectively, we have the ability to understand the structures that we need to create around ourselves so we can elevate and expand ourselves as soul. And it's also in a conjunction with Neptune, the soul that is not encumbered by the body, and with the North Node, which is again mission. So there is a lot to unpack with that. Because a lot of the inner planets are directly impacted. So the inner planets have to do with our personal selves. The outer planets are more generational. And so the inner planets are the sun, the moon, even though the sun and the moon are not planets, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. Once we start getting to Saturn, Neptune, those become the generational planets. And there is a lot of energy for healing matrilineal, so the mother line, for family karmas, for intergenerational wounds. There are patterns that must be resolved in order to transcend. There is a harmonization of the emotional and physical bodies, and the emotional and physical on the etheric level. So this moon is just really beautiful because it's giving us the opportunity to live our mission. Our mission cannot be activated or actualized if we are unwilling to do the work. What is the work? The work is actually going within. All of the deep mystical wisdom, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Buddha, Gautama, every major, what has become a religion, originally started as a philosophical school. And as a philosophical school, they were about your personal communion and connection to the divine, how you can bring down that wisdom from the celestial realms, from the higher frequencies, and incarnate, embody it, how we can live heaven on earth. And over time, it got distorted because beings in positions of what they thought was power decided that they wanted to corrupt and co-opt these philosophies for their own gain. And that is what we are healing. We are moving away from the dogmatic, from the distorted, misconceived, misconstrued application of philosophical and illuminating ideas. When you go within, this is when you can truly, if you're willing to see what needs to change and what needs to shift within you, this is where we can truly make the great leaps and the great advances, and where we can truly break free. Remember, this moon is happening at number 5. 23 is a 5, and it's about liberating ourselves. It is about freedom. It is about independence. What are we freeing ourselves from? We are freeing ourselves from the programs and the patterns and the limiting beliefs and the ill-conceived, the misconstrued notions of what life is, what your soul is here to do. We are moving away from that. We need to be able and be willing to see where we need help. If a person does not want to hear, there's a saying in Spanish, no hay peor ciego que el que no quiere ver. There is no worse blind person than the one who does not want to see. And this is so true. If someone has something going on with them and they don't want to look at it, they will do everything. They will fight you. They will argue with you. They will think you're crazy. They will project their stuff onto you and make you out to be the problem, even though it's really something that's going on with them inside. And it's the same for all of us. We all have blind spots where only through other people can they mirror what is going on within us. This is why one of my favorite things to do is whenever I feel something, I get a hit, and my first thing is like, am I crazy? And I have a few friends that I'm like, okay, so this is what's going on. Am I nuts to be feeling like this? Because I kind of feel like, this is what is the information that I'm receiving, but I want to make sure that I'm receiving it clearly. 9 out of 10 times, maybe more than that, I'm not crazy. It's actually exactly what I perceived it to be. And this is where I think all of us should get. We all should get to the point where we question ourselves. And we have people, not yes people, but we have people in our lives that will call us out on our bullshit. We need that. Because there are plenty of people out there that for their own personal, you know, gratification or because whatever, they will tell you what you want to hear. I am one of these people that I don't tell people what they want to hear. I don't want to hear what I want to hear. If I'm tripping, I want to know that I'm tripping. I want to know I'm absolutely out of my mind and I need to sort myself out. I want to know that. So we all should get to that point where we question ourselves and we ask ourselves, okay, so where is this coming from? Is this my childhood? Is this my upbringing? Is this religion? Is this, what is this? Asking ourselves those questions, because that is how we will evolve. That is how we will grow. That is how our soul will become better integrated into our day-to-day life. That is what we're here to do. As light workers, as star seeds, as, I know that we like to kind of label ourselves, but if you are here and you feel deeply that you have a mission, a purpose, that there is a deep reason why you incarnated and that you are alive right now, then it doesn't matter the labels. You are here to do the work, which means we have to learn how to call ourselves on our bullshit. We cannot just coast by and think everything is love and light and be passive aggressive, because I've seen on social media how this moon is about it's very passive aggressive. I call bullshit on that. It's not. It can be. If you don't want to do your work, absolutely. It absolutely can be a very passive aggressive energy to this moon. However, that's not what we're here to do. We are not here to be surface level about anything anymore. I said this during one of my eclipse energetic updates. it's real. Okay? This ascension thing, this awakening, it's happening. It's been happening. Now is the time that those of us who are here to do this work, we're either going to go full on into it, or we're going to continue being surface level basic bitches about it. And it just is what it is. And if you're here to be basic, I'm not for you. That's just point blank. But if you're here to actually expand and grow and evolve and really challenge yourself beyond what you think you can do, then I'm your gal. Let's do this. Because this really is a critical time. It's a critical time because there is so much nonsense out there. And there are so many people that don't even have the basic skills. They don't even know how many dimes are in a dollar, literally. They don't even know what the capital of whatever state or country you're in. And in my head, I'm like, how is this possible? How have we raised a whole generation filled with such ignorance? I don't know. Because we were distracted, probably. But it's not about judging. It's about, what are we going to do about it? And compassion, patience, being as filled, choosing to be filled with integrity, choosing to be in integrity is very important. Choosing not to be surface and basic, very important. Choosing to be real and authentic, even if that's going to turn off some people. Those aren't your people. And that's the thing with Libra. This Libra energy has that tendency to want to people please. But we are not here to people please. We are not here to be like everyone else. If we were, then we would all look the same. We would all have the same background. We would all have the same education. We are not here to be the same. And the problem with this wokeness is that we think that equality means everyone has to be the same. And it's not. Equality is everyone is respected. Everyone is valued. But that does not mean we are the same. That does not mean that we fulfill the same functions, that we have the same strengths, that we have the same weaknesses, because we don't. And that is what is the beauty of being a human, is how we each chose to have different challenges, different ways to handle those challenges, even if they are the same challenge, because we all are unique aspects of divine essence. So fairness, balance, harmony, equality, justice, all of these are beautiful Libran concepts. Beautiful attributes. Harmonizing the we with the I. And how do we do that? We do that by not being in the ego. There is the ego self, and then there is the higher self. Allow the soul, the higher self, to lead, not your ego, because the ego wants what's safe. The ego wants to have the biggest house, to have the flashiest whatever. The ego wants it to be about them. The soul wants it to be about the service, the mission, the higher calling. That is what we are aligning with. We are aligning with the higher aspect, allowing the soul to guide us, to receive that information. Even when it's unpleasant. This is why emotional clarity is so important during this time. Cultivating peace of mind, regulating our nervous system, detoxifying, clearing up the pathways in the physical body so that the energy can flow more freely through your physical body. When it flows freely, that means that you're receiving, You're allowing yourself to receive, and you are employing that energy, and you are actualizing. You are taking action with that energy. I want to share this. There is desire, and there is holy desire. Holy desire is the chuba, the fire, that flame that lights you up. Desires that are rooted in the ego are not sustainable. These desires are in essence a corruption, because they are not rooted in a higher calling, in a higher energy, in a higher frequency, in the infinite flow. So there are desires that are rooted in that. This is why knowing your sacred why is so important behind everything. Because egoic desires, if you want the biggest house on the block just so you can show off or prove to your mother or your father that you are worthy of their love, that desire is tainted. It is disconnected from source, from God, from divine consciousness, from flow, from source, whatever we call it. But when your desire is in alignment with the light, with love, with the higher calling, the mission, the purpose, then it expands and it nourishes itself, because it's connected to an infinite source, the divine, of energy. Egoic desires are connected to a very finite flow. What you put into it is what you will get. And again, very transactional and very limited, because it's limited by your energy, it's limited by your time, it's limited by your physicality, by your physical expression. But when we can connect to the infinite self, the sacred I am, connect to the soul, align our desires. It's not so much align our desires, it's tune into the true desire of the soul. Things flow. This is why there are certain things in your life that just come easy, and they just nourish and grow and continue to expand, because it's not about you. It's not about the lesser you. It's about, how can I serve my mission? How can I share the light? How can I expand the awareness of the infinite nature of ourselves? When your mission, when your desire is in alignment with your mission, everything opens up. And it's not about, I want this house so I can, you know, fill it with a bunch of shit that I never use. No, it's about, everything is intentional. Everything has a purpose. I have this room. I make it beautiful. I fill it with beauty and grace, and I share that beauty and grace through conversations, through dinners, through having friends over, whatever. But it's about that. How can I expand? How can I share the light? How can I be and embody love and grace and peace? And in my interactions, nurture that. Because everything is about frequency. What are we feeding? What are we nurturing? What are we nourishing? Are we nourishing our satana, our disconnection from the divine, our separation, ostracizing people and thinking that we are better than whatever, or that I'm good, whatever, because blah, blah, blah. That's about the ego. That's about the lesser self. Or are we seeing the divine in everything, in everyone, every flower? We're seeing that divine spark in that flower. Every tree, the wind, the birds. This is how we are birthing, revealing the new earth, which isn't new. It's just a new frequency to us. And the more that we cement that frequency in our physical being, clear the space to cement that frequency in ourselves, the more that we will see how everything begins to align and to expand and to shift. What are you placing your energy on? What are you nurturing? What are you nourishing? What are the people in front of you? How are you helping? How are you supporting? How are you allowing, instead of being triggered by what is being mirrored at you, how are you allowing yourself to go within with that new information and fine-tuning, clearing out what needs to be cleared within so that the energy can flow properly? It's a beautiful moon. Make sure that you take the time to be intentional about what you do, what you give your energy to. There is value in everything. It's just a matter of, are you willing to uncover it? Are you willing to truly see what's there? Or are we willing to continue to have blinders on and to not see the true picture that is in front of us? It's all up to us. Nurture your body, take care of your body, allow yourself the space to heal, create the environment for you to heal. We cannot heal in a chaotic environment. If everything is absolute bonkers chaos around you, always there are fights, there are, you know, loud whatevers, there's no healing to be had under those circumstances. Because you're not giving yourself the right conditions to heal, to evolve, to transcend and to work on whatever it is that you need to work on. You're just distracting and numbing, which we've all done. But it's time we stop distracting and numbing ourselves and really deal with the matters that are at hand. It's time to go deep. It's time to go deeper into the cosmic waters than we've ever gone. And that's what we're going to do in the sound activation. So if you have not checked out the sound activation for this full moon, please check it out. It is linked below in the show notes. You can also find it on my website. But those are the energies we're working with. There's a lot of harmony and a lot of beauty that is being revealed to us, but And we actually have to be willing to do the work to bring it forth. Just like diamonds. Diamonds are created from deep within the earth under intense and immense pressure. It's only that pressure, that high heat, that creates those beautiful, flawless diamonds. And that's what we are like. So enjoy this full moon. Take the time to moon gaze. Just as I recommend sun gazing. Gazing at the moon is beautiful too because it activates our intuition. It allows us to cycle with the moon and to learn that there are times when we will be full and bright and there are times when we must cultivate our inner world. And all of those times are equally as valid. There is no one that is better than the other. They all serve a purpose. So everything in your life serves a purpose. Have a blessed, blessed full moon. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. And don't forget to connect with me on social media. You can find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara, where I share longer format videos. I share practices, mantras, mini sound activations, not the full long ones that you will get as a companion to this, but still beautiful. You can also find me on Instagram at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, and at Embodying the Shehina. Drink plenty of water. Make sure you are hydrated. Very, very important. And I don't mean just water. I mean water with some lemon and some sea salt. Why sea salt? Because sea salt contains a bunch of minerals. Celtic sea salt is amazing because we need the magnesium and the potassium and all the stuff that's in the salt that is not in regular white table salt. So get yourself some real nutrient-dense salt in your water and enjoy that. Lemon is also great, so make sure you drink and eat your water as well. So lots of fruits and veggies, and take care of your body. Take care of your body, listen to your body. Right now is the time to make sure that we are nourishing ourselves, because the energy, I get that this first quarter was really, really intense, but it's not over yet, baby. So take this time, take this little lapse in the energies, and do what you need to do to support your physical body to integrate all of this energy that we've been receiving and to continue this integration process, because it's not over yet. We're only in April. So have a blessed full moon. Ahava.